Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, the prosecution is delivering their closing arguments in the case against Trump. We still don't know exactly what the crime is, but they're delivering closing arguments. And you know, a great point was made today. How can you trust Michael Cohen as the Trump defense team comes out with a new nickname for him? The Gloat. The greatest liar of all time. That one will stick. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The question here, of course, is what happens if Joe Biden's lying? Well, we know Joe Biden lies about inflation all the time, right? He's lying about the inflation numbers. Could somebody come out and prosecute him for misleading voters by lying in his campaign, by attempting to mislead voters by just completely blatantly lying about the economy and his effects on the economy and everything? Could they do that? I mean, that's a question raised by the Alvin Bragg standard. It was Andy McCarthy who made that point. You know, this notion that you have to disclose everything, or if you say something that's untrue in a campaign, or you kill a story that's negative, or you don't share a story that's negative, and therefore you've committed some sort of election interference, well, that has very deep ramifications, including the idea then that politicians could start getting prosecuted for blatant lies, which most politicians tell in campaigns. Let's face it, most of them do. A lot of politicians lie. You'd have to start building new prisons for this. Tomorrow, the judge will give his instructions. This is assuming now that this all goes according to plan today and they're able to get through the closing arguments before the end of the day. I imagine at some point Trump will come out and address the courtroom at some point. I imagine he will. And he did so this morning on the way in. Robert De Niro had a meltdown outside the courthouse, and he got to hear some audio of some New Yorkers yelling at him, "You're washed up! Your movies stink! You're not good anymore! Get out of here!" But De Niro had a big meltdown, saying Trump was going to destroy the world. Literally the world. The entire world. The whole world. The whole world. He's going to destroy the entire world. And then something else that took place today is that the defense made the compelling point, which is you really cannot send a former president of the United States of America to prison over the comments by Michael Cohen, the greatest liar of all time. And those comments, the judge took issue with, and he addressed the jury and said that they were supposed to essentially now disregard those comments because the judge will decide the law. He will tell the jury what the law is. And not the other way around. And then at that moment, he will be the law and the only law, and it'll be the judge. So that was an interesting moment, too, because we're still waiting now for the jury to get the clarity of what it is they're supposed to decide here to decide Trump's guilt. But remember something, too. There's three aspects of this now that the prosecution is arguing, and the jury could theoretically find Trump guilty for any of those three things, any of those three things. So that's what we're also watching right now. Is this all playing out? But I got to tell you, I mean, politically speaking, I think everybody is expecting now this will have minimal impact on Trump's campaign. The Biden campaign is in full blown panic. Well, I should say this. The Democrat Party is in full blown panic mode over how bad things are going for Donald Trump, or for Joe Biden, I mean, in trying to go after Donald Trump, who's, you know, doing rallies in the South Bronx and attracting big crowds. So Politico had a story today, and it basically says this, that there's a full-blown meltdown, a full-blown freakout over Biden that's taking place right now in the Democrat Party. A full-blown freakout. And a pervasive sense of fear has settled in at the highest levels of the Democratic Party over President Joe Biden's reelection prospects, even among office holders and strategists who had previously expressed confidence about the coming battle with Donald Trump. This is what I told you. They made a huge calculated error. They thought Trump was the easiest one to beat. So they did everything they could to elevate him. I mean it. All of this was done to elevate Trump. I mean, all these court cases against him, everything that was done against him, all these things, they were done to elevate Trump to the point of becoming the nominee. That's what they wanted, because they thought he was the easiest one to beat. What they didn't calculate was that Joe Biden would continue to just completely erode before our very eyes, mentally and physically. The economy would be this bad going into an election year, and that the popularity that they knew Trump would get would extend beyond just Trump's base, and then would go out to other groups like black voters, for example, and Latino voters, who see the way that the government keeps coming after Trump and then turns around and says, you know what, we get it. We get what this guy's going through here, and this is not right. I mean, everything that this guy's going through, we see it, we don't like it. And so they never calculated those things. They thought years ago, oh, well, we beat Trump. I mean, granted, we cheated, but we beat him, so we can beat him again. So make sure he's the nominee. Do whatever you got to do to make him the nominee. They could have ignored him. They could have just left him alone. Instead, they did this multi-prong legal approach by going after him on multiple venues. And then they woke up to the reality of saying, uh-oh, this isn't hurting him with the general election audience. They figured, yeah, you know, the primary audience will love him. The general election audience won't like all these various cases against him. But they didn't count on the fact that Joe Biden would just get worse and worse and worse. And they didn't count on the fact that the groups outside of just Trump's base would be very, very happy. Would be very happy with the way that Trump is handling all this. And if you listen to what people in the South Bronx were saying the other day, if you listen to what black voters and Hispanic voters have been saying, they see the calamity of this administration. They see it with their own eyes. And they see a system that has been rigged against them. So now, somebody who spoke on the condition of anonymity said, you don't want to be the guy who is on the record saying we're doomed, or the campaign is bad, or Biden's making mistakes. Nobody wants to be that guy. But Biden's stubbornly poor polling and the stakes of the election are creating the freakout. This isn't, oh my God, Mitt Romney might become president. It's, oh my God, the democracy might end. See, I told you a while ago, if Nikki Haley were the nominee right now, the swamp creatures and the establishment would be fine. You know, because the quid pro quo, the status quo would continue. The Ukraine funding would continue. The NATO buildup would continue. Nothing would change. There would be no uprooting of the swamp, no revenge tour, nothing like that. So that's why they're really freaking out. You know, if Haley were the nominee right now, they'd be like, all right, so what? She's going to get in there and nothing's going to change. Yeah, there'll be some policy disagreements, but, you know, we can regroup in 4 years. But now they're going, oh, but now it's Trump, the end of democracy. And what they mean by the democracy might end is the gigantic trowel that they've been feeding out, the gigantic political taxpayer-funded teat might be coming to an end. And the defense industrial complex, for example, which has gotten very, very rich under this administration, they could see their money go away as Trump gets in there and we don't have Ukraine funding anymore. So now there's this new push within the establishment to get Nikki Haley to become Trump's VP. And the movement is real. You have to know that. And I think it would be a disaster for Donald Trump. Levin, Mark Levin, put it very well over the weekend when he said Nikki Haley would get in there and Nikki Haley would work to undermine Trump's presidency at every turn. And it would entirely all be about Nikki Haley in 2028. That's what it would be about. It'd be about undermining Trump to get the nomination in 2028 and become president. And I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong at all. So when it comes to Biden, and again, this is Politico reporting this, the concern has metastasized in recent days as Trump jaunted to some of the country's most liberal territories, including New Jersey and New York, to woo Hispanic and Black voters as he boasted improbably that he would win in those areas. While he's long lagged Biden in cash on hand, Trump's fundraising outpaced the president's by $25 million last month and included a record-setting $50 million haul from an event in Palm Beach, Florida. You know why? Because everybody's watching these trials and they see Trump getting, and that's the other thing too, is it sucks the oxygen out of the room. Trump comes out from the courthouse and speaks. He drives a narrative. He goes to the South Bronx. He drives a narrative. And then the checks start coming in too. All of these things that the Democrats never counted on. One advisor to major Democratic Party donors provided a running list that has been shared with funders of nearly two dozen reasons why Biden could lose, ranging from immigration and high inflation to the president's age, the unpopularity of Vice President Kamala Harris, and the presence of third-party candidates like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Two dozen reasons why Biden could lose. Donors ask me on an hourly basis about what I think. And it's so much easier to show them, so while they read it, I can pour a drink. The list of why we could win is so small, I don't even need to keep the list on my phone. On the day after news broke that Biden had trailed Trump in fundraising last month, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey raised the pressure on donors as she introduced the president to a crowd of 300. The cluster of fundraising events that Biden attended in Boston that day were expected to bring in more than $6 million, but the governor of Massachusetts said that wasn't good enough. And said, to those of you who open up your wallets, thank you. We'd like you to open them up a little bit more and to find more patriots who believe in this country, who recognize and understand the challenge presented at this time. What she doesn't understand is that patriots long ago left the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party does not believe in patriotism. The Democrat Party hates this country. So if you're a patriot, you left. But laughter ripped through the room. So the governor's up there begging for people to give more money, and you could hear people laughing in the room. She told donors and local Democratic leaders they got to think long and hard about the stakes of this election. There have been few moments in Biden's term as president that haven't been second-guessed, and his aides have made sort of sneering at grim predictions. But now, as they look at the polls and how he's lagging behind Trump in the key battleground states and the lack of infrastructure in those key states, including staff, organizing programs, and advertising, that's another thing you don't hear often. You don't often hear that, do you? That the Biden campaign itself is absolutely, despite the fact that Trump is not able to go to those key states, the Biden campaign itself is lagging in infrastructure, money, and advertising in those key swing states. So they hope, you know, this trial would tie Trump up. AOC said the quiet part out loud last week when she said, well, he basically has an electronic monitor on, can't go anywhere, can't go to the swing states, can't go to the states that matter. But again, I mean, he does a rally in the South Bronx. He gets national news coverage for it. And then he drives a media cycle. He drives a media cycle with the left screaming about how they hate him, how people on the right turn around and say, well, look, he's doing really, really well. The story about Black voters and Hispanic voters trending towards Trump becomes a story again. Meanwhile, Biden is going out there and stumbling over his words. And so a Biden campaign advisor spoke freely, but anonymously, anonymity, of course, to stress that the president's team never made any indication that Trump's hush money trial would help or hurt him. Instead, the advisor contended that Trump will be forced to defend cutting back abortion rights, attacking democracy, and advancing corporate interests. Now, let's think about the abortion rights. That's an argument that the Democrats would love for you to think that's going to be the big argument in this case. But it's not. Because Trump already came out and said, listen, this is going to be a state's issue. States are going to deal with this. So, I mean, the Democrats will do the usual thing where they try to make this race about abortion, but it's not going to work for them. It won't. I'm telling you, it's not going to. And trust me on this point. You look at voters, and even voters who say that they are pro-abortion rights, as it's known among the colloquialism, even they turn around and go, yeah, but it's not my big issue. So there's other things that matter to me and my family a whole lot more, like the economy, for example. The argument about attacking democracy. That is an argument that nobody believes. Outside of faculty lounges and Robert De Niro's penthouse, nobody believes that stuff. Nobody really believes the democracy is under attack argument. They saw the guy as president for 4 years. Democracy did just fine. The Republican doored. Dictators don't leave office. He left. So that's the other argument that, again, is just not working for him. They say Trump's photo ops and PR stunts may get under the skin of some very serious DC people as compelling campaigning, but they will do nothing to win over the voters that will decide this election, said Biden's campaign spokesperson. The work we do every day on the ground and on the airwaves in our battleground states to talk about how President Biden is fighting for the middle class against the corporate greed that's keeping prices high. See, it's the you're paying a lot for things. Well, it's a corporate conspiracy, you know, to make you pay a lot of money. They're all in on it. It's not Biden's crappy economy. It's not his handling of the economy. No. It's corporate greed. They're just pulling a fast one on you. Again, it's an argument that nobody believes. Smart people don't believe this argument. Biden supporters who remain optimistic say they'd rather have him than Trump before rallying around abortion and issues of reproductive rights, which they say is a fundamental game changer. It's not a fundamental game changer. They wish it was. They want it to be, but it's not. You know, if Trump was out there running on a national abortion ban, it still wouldn't be, but it would be maybe more of a chance for them to go after him on this. But he came out and said, look, I'm going to leave this to the states, and that's the end of it. So it kind of takes the wind out of their sails on that issue. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still people that are going to vote on the issue, but they were always going to vote on the issue. There's nothing new there. The segment of the electorate that votes on that issue doesn't change. The question is for people that don't get up in the morning and live and breathe the abortion issue as their primary issue, does it move the needle for them? The answer is no. And we know that because we've seen the data among voters who may feel that way on an issue. But for them personally, it doesn't even rank in the top. It doesn't. You know, they got other things on their mind. Looking to get an abortion anytime soon just isn't one of those things. Like looking to get lower gas prices is, looking to get lower grocery store prices. Those are all things that are on their mind at the moment. Right now. But none of them are sitting around going, you know, I'm hoping to get an abortion this year. So this is really a big issue for me and my family. And so the Democrats, and then they turn around and go, well, then democracy is going to be destroyed. People are like, yeah, well, you know, I don't know. It wasn't last time. And the economy seemed to be doing better and the democracy seemed to be fine. And so I'm not really buying that whole argument. And we know that too, because back when James Carville's polling group came around and they looked at the numbers and they asked even Democrat voters, they said, do you guys think this whole democracy is under attack issue is going to be the big, and they were like, no, we don't believe it. And we're Democrats and we don't believe it. That's the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanari of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VanariaDental.com. We got a lot of great guests coming up today. We'll talk about the trial a lot, but I did want to just play this clip here of Robert De Niro from New York. And just to show you that the Trump derangement syndrome is just real. He has joined the Biden-Harris campaign officially, and he's screaming about what's going to happen. The end of the world. The end of the world, basically, is what's going to happen. Government will perish from the earth. Why don't we start with that one? Cut number two.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you.
No.
No, no, wait. Maybe I do mean to scare you.
Oh.
If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted.
There you go. He's going to destroy it. And I don't mean to scare you. Well, I do mean to scare you. It didn't go over well with the Trump supporters who were outside the courthouse, as you can imagine. Here's just some of them yelling at Robert De Niro. Cut number five.
Democrats, you are gangsters. You are gangsters.
You
are gangsters. You're a little punk. You're a softy. You're a nobody. Your movies suck. You're trash. You're trash. You're done. You're done after this.
You suck, De Niro. Your movies are trash. They used to be good back in the day. They're not good anymore. He hasn't made a good movie in years. Truly, he hasn't. Anyway, that's the latest. So the closing arguments are happening right now. The jury apparently is attentive to the closing arguments. And it really comes down, can you believe the word of a convicted liar like Michael Cohen? The GOAT, the greatest liar of all time, as they have given him that moniker today. All right, summer's officially here. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend with your friends and family. I hope you took some time yesterday to reflect on all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and our liberty. And I've been telling you about my happy place, the Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. And I promise you, if you take your family to the Grand Hotel, it will become your happy place too. See, they understand how important family vacations are and the memories you make. But they also understand that inflation and everything else has made getting away this summer maybe unaffordable. But when you book directly with the Grand Hotel, you're going to receive resort credits. And the longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits. So when you book a June midweek stay and you stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night back in resort credits. Five nights get you $70 a night. Stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 back a night in resort credits. That's money you can use. $560 back in resort credits for you to use at their restaurant right on site, however you want to use the money. It's fantastic. But here's the thing, too, is that the Grand Hotel has amenities that gives you the best of both worlds when it comes to a Jersey Shore vacation. Their rooms, suites, and townhouses are equipped with kitchenettes, so it's like renting a shore home, but with all the amenities of a full-service resort. You don't have to pack sheets and towels or even make your bed. But you can still make the kids a sandwich in your room with the kitchenette, and you still have a fridge in the room. So you have those amenities as well. And remember to book direct with them for the best rates to get your resort credits. The Grand is the perfect place to host a wedding as well. And we will be there live for our next live show on Friday, June 21st. So mark your calendar and we'll see you there. And my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or Trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
That's what De Niro says, the end of the world. So I was just chatting with a buddy of mine. He said, so what's the effect if there's a hung jury? And he said, a hung jury's a win. Anything but a guilty verdict is a win for Trump. I do agree with that. Now, let's assume for a second here that I'm wrong and Turley's wrong and these other people that are wrong when they say that this is probably going to be a hung jury. Let's say, for example, they come out and find him guilty. I don't think it hurts Trump. I don't think a guilty verdict hurts him out of New York. I think if anything, he has the way of spinning this into his favor. And then at that point, it's going to be an appeal. I don't think he's ever going to see actual jail time, but you know, the media is loving all their comments about the Secret Service and talks with NYPD about how to incarcerate Trump and how they would handle an incarceration. They're not going to put him in jail. I mean, if anything, they're probably going to tell him he can't leave his penthouse or something like that. I mean, they're not going to put a former president in jail. The security issues of that would just be insane. But they're hoping that it could be like in a movie, you know, where they take him in shackles and chains. And this is the left's fantasy. I mean, they get off on this. They literally get off on this. Trump's in an orange suit, shackles and chains, and they lead him into jail and they got to search him. And, you know, some guy shivs him in the shower. I mean, this is what the left dreams of. But that's not going to happen. If they have a guilty verdict, it'll be appealed. He'll probably be able to remain free on appeal since he's running for president. And at worst case scenario is they'll try to keep an ankle monitor on him. And then he's going to argue that he has the ability to go out there and campaign. And he's going to fight that. And then if he fights that, he's probably going to win that battle too. Because a higher court's going to say, yeah, you know what? While he's on appeal, he's running for president of the United States of America. And he's got to be able to go out there. And so it's still going to be Trump versus Biden. And I don't know. I don't think voters who are unhappy with this country and the state of the country and the economy and the direction the economy is going and the open border issue, they're not going to suddenly turn around and go, well, now that Trump's guilty in New York, I'm going to suck it up for another 4 years and just grin and bear it. Even though things stink in this country, I'm just going to grin and bear it because Trump was found guilty over a non-disclosure agreement. So that's how I see the worst case scenario playing out. Obviously, if he's acquitted, it's a huge win for him. And if it's a hung jury, still a huge win. Still a win. Win's a win. Now, we got another big win today in Florida, where the classified documents case there, the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, had wanted a gag order against Trump in the classified documents case. The judge there, who's doing a great job, thank God there's at least one judge in all these cases who has common sense and clarity, and she said, no, there will be no gag order against Trump at this time. So that's another loss for Jack Smith in the classified documents case, in a case that is just blowing up before their eyes. There's no way they're going to charge that case before they're going to be able to bring that case to trial before November. And I don't know if you caught this or not on Friday, but Nathan Wade came out and said, yeah, he doesn't think that the Georgia case is going to be heard before the election either. So literally everything is hinging now on New York. Because the January 6th casing, they can't decide that before November either. You still have major rulings before the United States Supreme Court dealing with presidential immunity. So everything is based on what happens here in New York. And I'm sorry, I don't see, if the worst case scenario is a guilty verdict, I don't see it hurting Trump. I don't. I really don't. I don't think people are going to turn around and think that that changes their vote over a non-disclosure agreement, but I don't think you're going to get a guilty verdict. I think there's going to be at least one juror on there who's going to say the prosecution has not, the burden of proof is on them. You know, the burden's on the state. They have not proven their case. There's even a CNN legal analyst who came out earlier today and said that very thing. You know, the prosecution has not made their case in all this. They have not proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and that's a problem for them. That's a real problem. In fact, I'll play this clip real quick. This is, I think I sent that to you, Matt, right? Did I send that to you?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, take a listen.
Andy, what Michael's getting at is the burden of proof is an important one to remind everyone. It's on the prosecution, right? They need to prove beyond reasonable doubt that he committed, that Donald Trump broke the law. And you think, after listening to all of this, you think they fell short? How?
They fell way short, because let's start with reasonable doubt. What is reasonable doubt? And it's not simply a doubt based upon reason. Anytime a human being needs to make an important decision in life, if you have enough information, for example, doctor says you need open heart surgery, doc, go ahead and schedule. I don't have a reasonable doubt. Conversely, if I say, I appreciate it, but I need a second opinion, I need more information, that is having a reasonable doubt. There is reasonable doubt all over this case. Where is Keith Schiller? Where is Alan Weisselberg? How did Michael Cohen get away with stealing $30,000, hold a pity party for him, made $4 million on this, thought he'd be chief of staff? He's a fixer. If the plumber comes to my house to fix my leak, I could be home. That doesn't mean I know how he's doing it and what it's taking to be fixed. Stormy Daniels, let's hold a pity party for her. Why do we need to know whether or not the former president wore a condom or not? It's simply about, did the former president know that books, his records, false entries, for legal fees, Michael Cohen was his lawyer. Did he intend to cover up the election or to protect his family? It's everywhere.
All right, listen, we're going to have Congressman Lee Zeldin join us in just a moment to talk about his thoughts on what's happening here. But I want to tell you about my friend and my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. Dr. Mike is the master of implant dentistry, and I've been telling you about him for years. We are in special occasion season right now. We got graduations, weddings, all kinds of summer plans and vacations. How's your smile looking? Well, if your smile needs any upgrading, now's the time to go see Dr. Mike, because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that his team delivers to every patient is simply unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. So give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, we're all waiting for the closing arguments to be finished, the jury instructions to happen probably tomorrow, and then the jury deliberation will occur, and then we'll see where this goes. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Lee Zeldin is a former United States congressman and former candidate for governor of New York City. You should follow him on social media at Lee Zeldin. How are you today, Congressman?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you. So what are your thoughts, first of all, on the scene in New York outside the courthouse?
Well, listen, Robert De Niro, not one of his finest works. It was an acting job, which is something that he's comfortable in. And I got to say, the engagement that he's having with these Trump supporters out there is probably not the optics the Biden campaign was going for here. I thought that those who were out there on behalf of President Trump today, were much better on message to describe the reality of where we are right now at this moment and what's happening with this election interference, with this sham that should result in an acquittal. We'll see what the jury decides. Good luck finding a jury of your peers in Manhattan. The craziest thing to me of it all, and there's a lot to criticize here, but the one that's top of mind, is that we are 6 weeks into this trial, we are in closing arguments, and the prosecution still has not stated what the underlying charges of this crime that they allege to elevate this from a misdemeanor to a felony, which that alone should be the end of story with a directed verdict by the judge. But we know that the judge is in on it, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. And the judge came out today and said, I'm the law. I will tell you what the law is in this case. and was very, very upset that Trump's defense team said, are you really going to send a former president of the United States of America to prison based on the word of Michael Cohen, who's an admitted liar, the greatest liar of all time? And the judge didn't like that, but this judge has done everything he possibly can, in my opinion, to help the prosecution out.
Well, the Democrats are going for a talking point. They want a conviction because they want to use it in a political campaign. Everybody knows that there's, you know, a thousand ways to Sunday that this thing is going to be successfully appealed. It's been absurd the way this judge has handled the case from the onset. And by the way, this is the same judge who presided over one of the Trump Organization cases. He was the judge in the Weisselberg case. He was the judge in the Steve Bannon case. Like, really? Is this the only judge in America who can be found to be going after President Trump and everyone around him? It is absurd. His daughter's company has made millions of dollars just since the beginning of this year, representing clients who are making, generating their own funds by raising money off of this trial. The judge should have recused himself. He's making just about every decision to benefit the prosecution. And you know, clearly he's trying to do his part to help deliver a guilty verdict. And you know, it's just a sad moment that I think that average Americans see through as a political prosecution.
Well, you know, and Lee Zeldin, the point on that, which is really when De Niro's down there yelling about how Trump's going to destroy the world, literally the world. And then people are telling him, you know, you suck. You're washed up. Your movies suck. I mean, it shows the level of hyper-partisanism that is the Biden campaign is inflicting here. The problem, though, for them, I think, is that it's not only forced Trump supporters to double down on Trump, it's causing outside groups to look at him and say, we're taking a look at this guy. I mean, I think it's why all these prosecutions, I think, are why a lot of black voters, a lot of Hispanic voters are trending his way. I think between that and the state of the economy and the border and everything else. But it's not lost on me that for a lot of Americans, they think the system is rigged against them. And now they're watching as the system seems to be rigged against Donald Trump. And they're thinking, hey, if this can happen to him, this can happen to anybody.
Oh, 100%. These are longtime Democratic voters. They're disenfranchised by the Democratic Party, and they have issues that are more important to them than blind partisan loyalty. If you want to show up and talk to these voters about ways to make life more affordable, to be able to feel safer, to live life freer, to address the issues from our border to as close to home as it gets, they're listening. And it's important to show up and keep showing up. I thought President Trump showing up in the South Bronx was great. I think he should continue to get inside of the bluest parts of America to talk to these longtime Democratic voters. And now for the Democrats who have been lecturing about threats against democracy, I think that a lot of voters, you don't have to be a diehard supporter of President Trump to get it. I think a lot of voters are seeing this for what it is, all in many different respects, both on the criminal side and the civil side. They are trying to get President Trump's name removed from the ballot. You want to talk about threats against democracy? You want to deny Americans the right to choose for themselves who to pick in November as their next president? You want to lock up your chief political opponent for the rest of his life? You want to bankrupt him and his entire family, and you're doing it all clearly for one primary reason, is that you want power, you want to win in November. It's gross. And I think it's, you don't have to be a diehard supporter of President Trump to completely get it. There are a lot of people who have been big critics of President Trump who are speaking out and realizing it and fortunately talking about it publicly and not just keeping it to themselves.
What did you think, Lee Zeldin, of the fact that the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, call people that went to the rally in the South Bronx clowns? These are many of these people, her constituents. And De Niro used the same term for people, calling them clowns. The insults never stop with these people, whether it's we're baskets of deplorables or, you know, we're racist, whatever. I mean, it never ends with them, with the insults and the mocking of people.
I mean, it's like third world country type of approaches to rhetoric, where they've gotten to the point in other countries where if you disagree with them politically, they call you a terrorist. And I'm not saying like rhetorically, they are actually saying that you are a terrorist. And here they are in the United States. We've gone through it with the left, where, you know, whether it was Hillary Clinton with the deplorables, or right-wing Tea Party extremist, or Nazi sympathizer, or white supremacist. Like, they keep going through their names, but, you know, they only last for so long. They move on to the next one. The left is running out of names to call every single person. Tens of millions of people who voted for President Trump on the right. What's next? Is they're just going to be left like a third world dictatorship, calling everyone else, half the country, a terrorist. And don't lecture us about being bipartisan and want to bring us together when you're talking like that. Now, Kathy Hochul, she was someone, when I was going through my campaign against her in 2022, she was calling on Donald Trump and Lee Zeldin to get on a bus and move to Florida. You're not welcome here. You know, she was out there saying that black kids in the Bronx don't even know what a computer is. I mean, they're firing nurses who are making a personal decision of whether or not to get the COVID vaccine. There has been, from rhetoric to policy, so many different ways that she keeps alienating all sorts of people who you really need to, if you want to be a leader, be reaching out to. But I think it takes a certain amount of weakness, personally, where you feel like the only way to lift yourself up is to tear everything else down around you. And right now we're seeing it with what we're talking about here on this with regards to this trial, the other cases that are going on. And there are a lot of people out there who have been voting Democrat for a long time saying, well, hold up a second. The party that I signed up for, what I aspire for of the person and the people I support, are people who want to lift this community I live in up. They want to lift this state that I live in up. They want to change the direction of this country and address the top issues that matter to me and my family. And I think right now this obsession on lawfare and engaging in these disgusting, I don't want to call them games, they're dangerous. I think that they are alienating more than just Republicans who would never vote for them in the first place. I think that they are causing independents and even Democrats to say, you know what, this isn't what I signed up for.
Well, I think you're right, Lee, and I think it also goes another layer, which is, and you know this, I mean, representing New York in Congress and running for governor and seeing working class people. I mean, the Democrat Party has abandoned working class voters. I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're gay, you're straight, whatever. They've abandoned you, and they become the party of the faculty lounge. James Carville said that. It's one of those rare times I agree with him. They have. They're the party of the elites and the coastal elites. And it was a comment that he made. He said, you know, they're tired of a party that is constantly telling people what to do, trying to take away freedom, telling them to eat, you know, vegan burgers and not have a hamburger. They're just tired of it all.
Right. And, you know, when we were going through our campaign in 2022, I was showing up to places that I found the Republicans hadn't been in a very long time. I also found the Democrats hadn't been there either. Republicans aren't showing up to places under the theory that if we show up, even if we show up, we won't get their support. But quite frankly, Democrats aren't showing up to these same places under the theory that even if I don't show up and I don't put the time in, I'll still get their support. My message to all these Democratic voters who are getting harmed by Democratic policies, don't let people take your vote for granted. Make them earn it. The Democrats, they are not earning their support in 2024. And if you just hand it over without any level of accountability in an election like this, things are going to get worse, not better. It's inside of the cities, in the bluest areas where housing costs and cost of living otherwise are at the highest. It's inside of the cities where you have, you know, black members of the community showing up at Chicago City Council meeting upset about all of the tax dollars that are going towards people who are illegally here. It's the people of, you know, San Francisco who see that the city can get cleaned up when the president of China is coming, but it can't be cleaned up any other time of the year. I would say inside the bluest cities, the most liberal cities, that any of these Democrats who are upset about what's going on in their lives and they understand it's not Republicans who are representing them, it's the Democrats. Don't let any of these people be able to get your vote without earning it. And this is a good year to send a strong message that we need to go in a different direction. And maybe the 4 years when President Trump was in office, they don't look as bad as you thought they were in real time. You see what Joe Biden has for 4 years. Imagine what 4 more years would look like. I think that we don't have a choice here. Really, the right way to go for this country, for people's family, for security, for safety, for our border and more, is to get President Trump back in the office. And that's why I support him 1,000%.
Lee Zeldin, appreciate you stopping by the show. Come back and visit us again.
You got it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, he mentioned housing prices. I was reading an article today that more and more American homeowners are dropping property insurance. They're dropping. Now, a lot of times your mortgage requires you to have one, but a lot of people are dropping homeowners insurance if it's not a requirement to have, just because they're trying to cut back expenses. I mean, that's crazy, because I think, you know, with anything can happen. You know, a tree can fall on your house, the house gets broken into. But yeah, and the other problem too is that the insurance costs are going up so much higher and higher and higher. So, you know, add that to Joe Biden's America right there. All right, 4 o'clock, big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead for you. I'll give you more thoughts on the trial, what's going on. Also, Joe Biden doubling down on electric vehicles. What does that mean? Bob Casey Jr. says, you know, men who compete against women in sports, no big thing. Don't worry about it. And what happened on the Wildwood Boardwalk over the weekend? We got to talk about all these things straight ahead. But if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership is going through a renovation. But it's no big deal. I was just there a while ago, picked up my new XC60. I love this SUV. I really do. It is fast and stylish. Now, I've had the fortune to try several different Volvos out in the last couple months. I got to say the XC60 is my personal favorite, but I do love the S-Class that's made right here in America. And Bridget loves the XC90 because the third row, we bring the kids down to Cape May this summer, she's going to love that. You know, the third row, the space and everything else. But either way, Cherry Hill Volvo is the best. They are a studio sponsor. They stand with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And because of the renovation, they're doubling down on their already aggressive incentives and promotions. And if you're a Costco member, on top of everything else, you're also going to get an additional $1,000 off. So that's already aggressive pricing, already aggressive promotions, the renovation special, where Judith knows it's a little bit of a hassle, so she's going to make it up to you by doubling down on that. And then you get the additional $1,000 off if you're a Costco member. So it really is the best time to go to Cherry Hill Volvo, and they have ample inventory, so you can get the luxury vehicle you deserve and the luxury experience you deserve when you drive a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. They're the region's most accessible Volvo dealership and the only one that stands with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Right across the bridge, Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. As a Cherry Hill Volvo, relationships matter.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.